When safety is assumed, that safety can quickly turn into a danger. Many believe that prescribed drugs are safe due to the controls placed upon them by medical professionals. Now, while that's true for the specific individual that they're intended for, those same prescription drugs can become dangerous and even deadly when taken by someone else, especially youth who are looking for a quick high. We start things off this week with a guest who has dedicated himself to raising awareness of these dangers that parents mistakenly create in their own homes and, more importantly, how to prevent them. He is the coordinator for the Sussex County Municipal Alliance, Nick Luisi. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good to have you back with us to talk about this, which you were called upon to talk with a community organization recently. And, you know, when we think of, again, like I said in the introduction, prescription drugs, well, it's regulated, it's safe, it's sealed. So we think with the child-proof caps, which, you know, we've come to learn as adults, only the kids are able to get open in some cases with some of those things.
But very true.
What are some of the key points people are overlooking with how they are handling, storing, and inadvertently making available what are indeed dangers in their own homes?
Oh, to piggyback what you just said about, you know, how we feel about prescription drugs, one of the other things that we think about prescription drugs as far as their safety is that, you know, they're prescribed by a medical professional. A doctor gives it to us, so they must be okay. But what we don't realize is that for each individual, the doctor takes into consideration a number of different factors when he's prescribing these drugs. So you may get a dosage that is tailored for your specific body style, you know, weight, size, height, all those other things, medical background. And if someone else were to take that, they would have a completely different reaction because they're a different body style. And people don't realize that. And that is kind of a dangerous place to go in the first place. Now, the other thing that happens is we've seen through research that lately there's been a lot of, I don't want to say overprescribing, and I don't want to put any onus on any doctors or medical professionals out there, but there's a lot of prescription opiate medicines that are being prescribed these days. And that has been shown to lead up to dependence and then addiction. And then once they can't get that prescription anymore, people are turning to heroin. And one of the reasons we're having a problem with heroin these days is because of the prescription opiates and the fact that people are getting addicted to them when they're being prescribed to them, but they're not able to get off of it, and then they have to continue with their addiction through other means, and that usually leads to heroin.
And the people who are legitimately prescribed the pain relievers and the opium-based medications, they, as you allude to, they do doctor shopping, they skip around, they find doctors who are more quick with the script than others, and they compile an inordinate amount at home for their addiction, never mind what they offer to the kids in their homes or kids who are visiting, to the point where two-thirds of teens who abuse pain relievers say they get them from family members and friends. And these are, in the technical term, is these create a gateway to harder stuff.
Correct. That's correct. And we have a new program. There is a program in the state called the Prescription Monitoring Program where doctors and pharmacies can sign up for a database where they can track what prescriptions are being prescribed to a particular individual, and they can stop the doctor shopping. The problem that we're seeing right now is that if this is a voluntary effort instead of a mandatory effort, doctors are not required to sign on to the Prescription Monitoring Program. And, you know, some of them are falling through those cracks. And there is actually some legislation pending in the state to make it a mandatory program. And another problem with it is it is only a New Jersey program. There are other states who are considering a similar program. But until it's more widespread, you're going to have the ability to doctor shop, say, over the border into a different state.
Dr. Nick Luisi, who is the coordinator of the Sussex County Municipal Alliance. You can learn more about the work and the efforts they make to make things better in Sussex County at sussex.nj.us, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Storage, you know, we're concerned about our food, something perishable, make sure it's properly refrigerated, frozen, not in the fridge or the freezer too long so we don't get sick off of that. Proper storage when it comes to medications equally as important, but it seems to be a lot of people just don't properly secure the prescriptions. Again, maybe with that over magnified safety factor in their minds, they not just make it available in a medicine cabinet, which, okay, a kid's maybe short on the short side, might have a challenge getting to that. Some people leave these in the clear open, either on a mm-hmm. nightstand next to the bed or even in the kitchen sometimes.
That's correct. I've seen many people who just have a little round plate on their kitchen table with all their prescription medicines sitting right there for ease of access for themselves, but not realizing that's ease of access for anybody else. What people need to be aware of, especially when it comes to the prescription painkillers and the controlled, the top priority, or I don't know how you want to say it, the big prescription drugs that are highly addictive. It's just not a good idea to leave them out in the open. It's not a good idea to leave them where other people can get to them. You don't want to think that somebody in your family or a friend or somebody coming into your home is going to take your drugs or take your pills away from you or use them for illicit use. But it does happen. So you have to be aware of what you have in your home, where it is, and how many you have. If you have a prescription that has 40 pills in it, you should, and it's a prescription opiate or a painkiller or some one of those, you know, highly addictive type prescriptions, you want to keep track of how many you have and how many you're taking. I've heard cases where caretakers of older people would give them their prescription pill and then take two for themselves. And the older person wasn't keeping track of how many pills they had, and then, you know, they were wondering why they had to get their prescription refilled, you know, sooner than usual. So you really need to be aware of what you have, where it is, and how many are in your bottle.
And even adding to the problem, people get over whatever it is that the prescription was initially intended for. They have leftover pills, leftover medicines, whatever the case may be. Instead of disposing of it, they hold on to it for, like, you know, for a rainy day, or, you know, if the affliction should come back. Again, that just adds to the problem, because that's just something that's going to sit on the shelf and not be used, be forgotten about, out of sight, out of mind. And if it goes missing, it's like, I guess I must have thrown those out, not even assuming that a son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter might have grabbed them.
That's correct. And many people don't know what to do with their prescriptions when they're finished with them. Some are told just flush it down the toilet or throw it in the garbage. But, you know, that ends up in our water supply. And there's actually been some research done by the EPA. And right now it's very small particles in our water, but they're finding prescriptions, the trace amounts of prescription drugs in the water supply. There are safer ways of disposing of these drugs. When you're finished with them and you're not going to use them anymore, there are drop boxes throughout the state, but Sussex County has 7 locations where you can drop off these prescriptions in a secure area, and when they're collected from the secure area, they go to an incinerator and they're burned up. They don't get into the water supply, and you know, that's the proper way of disposing of them. There are other ways of disposing of them, too, if you don't want to take them to one of the drop boxes. If you go to myoldmeds.com, that's a website that tells you how to safely dispose of your prescriptions so that it doesn't end up harming the environment and you can get rid of them safely from your home.
And regarding those prescription drug disposal boxes, as Nick said, they're throughout the state. You can Google search your county name and prescription drug disposal boxes, and you'll find it's typically police departments in your county. In Sussex County, the 7 locations are the Andover Police Department and Augusta, the State Police Barracks, Hardyston Police Department, Hopatcong Police, Newton Police, Sparta Police, and Vernon Police. And during the year, there's a couple of national disposal day events that take place where those locations are added to for that one particular day as well. So that's something else you can always keep in mind. But those 7 locations in Sussex County, wherever they are near you, wherever you're listening throughout the state, those are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No questions asked. You come in, you drop whatever you're dropping, and you leave, and you're not interrogated. You don't have to sign forms. It's just a matter of knowing that it's safely out of the house and safely being disposed of, and just increasing the safety factor that through a lack of knowledge or through an excess of assumption, you're magnifying a danger and a place where you never, ever wanted to be. And that, of course, is your home. Learn more about the Sussex County Municipal Alliance, this specific topic, the work that they do, and what the county municipal alliances, which go through all throughout the state, are all about. But as far as for Sussex County, you can go to sussex.nj.us. And we've been joined this morning by the coordinator of the Sussex County Municipal Alliance, Nick Luisi. Nick, thanks so much for being here this morning. Thanks for doing the work that you do to make us all smarter about keeping our homes and our families and people we think kind of special, nice and safe. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to you.